Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, everyone. Hallelujah. Yes, good to hear the testimonies about rewards. I'm glad to hear the one from Sandra. That's encouraging. Yeah, it's encouraging to me. Like, I'm blessed to hear, or rather to know, that I actually heard from God. Glory be to God. Amen. That I actually heard from what? From God. All right? And it is also possible that I heard from God today. All right? I spent the whole of yesterday inquiring from God what I should share today. And I think I had God. Yeah, I think he told me that tell them exactly what you told them last Sunday. Glory be to God. All right? Tell them exactly what you told them what? Last Sunday. Hallelujah. So today, I didn't have to prepare to scriptures to read. Okay, because he told me to tell you what I told you last Sunday. Glory be to God. Amen? It is that what? It is that simple. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. Glory be to God. So last Sunday, I hope you guys believe that Jesus is coming back soon. Alright? However, whether you believe it or not, he will come back, maybe not in how many years? Maybe not in 14, but one day he will come back. And if he doesn't come back in your generation, alright, when you die, you're going to have an encounter with him. Alright? I wonder whether if the people going to who go to hell, whether they first meet the Lord to tell them that, you're going the other side. Or you just go straight. Huh? What does the Bible say? Huh? The what? No, you see, there's a judgment day. Now, people who have died, the judgment day hasn't yet come. The judgment day is coming for all, you know, Okay, but before that day, before the judgment day, you first go and chill wherever you're destined. Now, like, if someone is a believer, they have been walking with the Lord, when they die, they immediately go to heaven. Okay? But when they reach heaven, it is not the judgment day. Do you understand? It is not yet the judgment day, but they're in heaven. And at the judgment day, they won't be kicked out. Say, now judgment day, now, you know. Then they are sent to hell. Okay? Now, even those who are going to hell, when they die now, today, they go to hell. But there's a judgment day. Do you understand? Anyway, that's another topic altogether. And all people, those who will be in heaven and those who will be in hell, will not be together on the judgment day. There's a judgment for those who are heaven material. And then there's another judgment for guys who are going to hell. Okay? Yeah, so how did I get there into that one? Yes, he's coming back. Whether you want it or not, he will come back. Okay, but I'm more inclined to believe that he's really coming back in about 15 years. Okay? And now, for the Lord to tell you that I'm coming back soon, and in around this amount of time, he's really doing you a favor. Okay? And you should be grateful for that. He didn't want you to perish and he wants you to work harder, eh? Okay, to do what he wants you to do and do it well. You know, so in a sense, we as LAT, we are privileged, eh, to have this information. Okay, to have this what? This information. Okay? By the way, you can calculate when Jesus is going to come back, or the approximate time is going to come back, using the Bible, without dreams and what, these things I went to heaven and the Lord told me, using the Bible. I first saw it with this guy, what's his name? Periston. Okay? That Sunday, when I finally told you that 20 years, remember? When I told you that in 2014 I dreamt, when someone was telling me that Jesus is coming back in around 20 years, from 20. And so, that Sunday, when I finally told you that dream and Elizabeth's dream and Esther's dream, okay, that Sunday, I watched Periston on Desta. He comes on at 10 a.m. Okay, so these days I miss him. Okay? And he said that people, okay, from the days of the early church have actually attempted to calculate the number of years were left or when approximately Jesus will return. Alright? You remember Jesus is going to establish his kingdom. And the kingdom will be for 1,000 years. Okay? Now, there's a scripture which says, and we have studied these things here, that we say that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. Huh? And 1,000 years as one day. Alright? So one day with the Lord is as what? 1,000 years and 1,000 years. Now, and you know the seventh day is the day of rest. Eh? Okay, now, the millennium, those 1,000 years, okay, are like one day, you understand? Eh? And that is when Jesus is going to come and tabernacle with us, live with us here. Eh? Okay, so that is the seventh day. Alright? So, that means that there are 6 days prior to the seventh day, okay, and those are 6,000 years. Alright? Now, contrary to the nonsense that you guys learn in school, okay, the world doesn't, been here for a billion years, millions of years, eh? Okay, man hasn't been around, you know, for that time, okay? We have been around for approximately 6,000 years. Approximately, you know, eh? And so, you can get the Bible, okay? People have attempted it. Eh? Get the Bible, then begin in Genesis. Eh? Okay, Adam lived for how many years? He begat. Eh? He begat Seth. Seth lived for this number of years. Then he begat whoever. Then he lived for an extra years. And then, and so you add, you know, eh? All those, you know. Eh? Now, you go and, you know, guys, now, so I listen to Periston, and he came to around 2033. Do you understand? Now, here in LAT, we are talking about 2034. But some other guys have got in the Bible, you know, you remember it's supposed to be 6,000 years, and then Jesus comes to reign for 1,000 years. Eh? You understand? So guys, the Bible. Okay? Some fellows have come to around 2032, 2033. Do you understand? I used to wonder, when I was reading history, I used to wonder why the Roman Catholic Church, eh, during the Dark Ages, eh, why it was so powerful. Okay? Man, the church could just you know, point at a king, you're off the throne, and that will be, you know, as in the church was that powerful, which is not the case now, okay? But the church in those days, man, they would just, so I used to wonder, why was it like that? They would just tell you that today, not doing this. They just say, now, whoever we catch reading a Bible, you're finished. And that would be it. You know, you wouldn't become a king unless a pope crowns you. That's how, you know, these things of elections, you know, as in the church, the pope. I used to wonder why it was that. So then I understood, and Periston is one who helped me to understand that Sunday. He said that the church was expecting the Lord to return, and they did their math using the Bible. Okay? The early church, they expected the Lord to, you know, so they did their math. However, they got their calculations wrong by about 1,500 years. Huh? They got their math wrong. Okay? So anyway, the year which they thought the Lord was going to return, he didn't return. Okay? So that was, I think, around 500 something. But AD, the Lord didn't what? Return. So, when he didn't return, the church said, no, he has returned in the person of the Pope. You know those things of the vicar of Christ. You look at the Pope, you're looking at Jesus. Whatever he tells you, you do. You don't start to argue, but Jesus said, no. That's how the Catholic Church operates. Eh? Okay? So, yeah, he has returned. According to them, he returned 500 something. So he's reigning. So the 1,000 years have begun. All right? And that now gave the popes, the Catholic Church, too much power. You don't dare disagree with God. With the Lord, he's reigning 1,000 years. Okay? That began that thing of the church is the kingdom. Okay, the church is what? The kingdom. Okay, so anyway, they got their math wrong by around 1,500 years. Then they say, but the Jews are not yet in the Holy Land. They read the Bible, the Jews are supposed to first be there. So they have to get an explanation for that. They say, the Lord forgot about them. And now the church is Israel. That is how those theologies, they came about. Now Christians are the Jews. Christians are Israel. Glory be to God. And but later, some people saw the blunder which they made in their math. And now, you know, they are coming to around 2033, 2034. Glory be to God. Then I landed on some guy on YouTube. Okay? You know the scripture which says that? It is in Isaiah 46, I guess. It says that he has declared the end from the beginning. You know it? He has declared the end from the beginning. So he took that scripture literally. He has declared what? The end from the beginning. So it goes to Genesis. He got that word beginning in Hebrew. You know, and in Hebrew, every letter has a numerical value. You understand? The guy played around with that word. Okay? The Hebrew word. I'm telling you, now, you could see the guy was coming to around 2034. It's on YouTube, I can send you that link. Okay? The Lord's return, but just using that word, beginning. Because he has declared the end, from the beginning. Okay? So again, man, then you may, started doing And he shows you how he's doing the math. Okay, on YouTube, he shows you. And he was coming to around 2034. But the only thing that messed him up, and he came to 2022, something like that. The only thing that messed, I could see was the math was, you know, the only thing that messed him up was his belief in the pre-tribulation. Because now he had to do the math to fit his pre-trib thing. That the Lord has to come back, we have to be raptured before the tribulation. And that is what messed him up. But I'm telling you, just from that word, now, not the years that Adam lived this number of years, and he begat who, and he lived the, you know, for him he didn't do that, he just went to that one word. Glory be to God. Then I realized, wait a minute, it seems like LAT, the info that we got is real, it's from heaven. Hallelujah. Okay? But whether you believe it or not, one day, Jesus said he's coming. Okay? And if he doesn't come while you're here, you're still going what? Yeah. Glory be to God. So anyway, we have to prepare. We have to take this issue of his return and the kingdom is going to, we have to take it very seriously. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Okay? Seek first in all that you do. This thing of the kingdom must be set and must have first priority in your life. Glory be to God. It is not something to be taken lightly, man. You know you can end up in hell when you're just what? You can end up in hell. You had an experience last year. He shared a testimony. He had a dream last year or early this year. And the Lord said, okay, you go back and what? But he was, when I asked you, you say that, the implication was that you are going what? Isn't it? Yes. Did you hear about his whatever? You guys been able to be this serious, eh? Okay? This thing that very one, very serious, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Yes, we have to, seek first the kingdom. Seek first. Your priority should be the kingdom. Glory be to God. Okay, that's why Jesus shared, you know, when you listen to what Jesus was talking about, he was talking about the kingdom. When you read what Paul was talking about, Paul was telling guys, Jesus is coming back tomorrow. As in, be ready, As in, stop doing this. They were talking about the kingdom. Paul, all those guys, Peter, they were talking about the coming back of the Lord and how we should be ready for it. Glory be to God. Okay? The New Testament after Jesus was essentially that. Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Okay? Alright? So now, when people start saying that Jesus is coming back soon, people say, look at these, they are cowards, you don't want to face life, be tough, what, you're just an escapist, you know, But this is what the Bible is talking about. Paul, you know, Glory be to God. And for us, we are even better than Paul. Better? We haven't said he's coming back next year, tomorrow, so, you know, At least for us, we have said what? How many years? You understand? Paul would be like, you shouldn't have told them that. You would have just kept it to yourself and just tell them, come on, mangu, mangu. Glory be to God. Okay, so the parable of the sower is all about that, amen? In this parable, Jesus shared about, you know, these things are very sad. Okay, but let me first read. Let us just begin from the interpretation or the parable of the sower. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 18. Okay, so Jesus has finished sharing that, parable, then now he begins to interpret it. He says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, when anyone does what? Hears it. Now, most of the time, you're going to hear someone preaching from the parable of the sower. It's going to be either about the promises of God. How, you know, the promises of God, it comes in your heart, or they come into your heart, so you hold on, you know, until you know, don't give up, okay? And yes, you know, it applies, Or it will be about, get the word in your heart, Like if you want healing, okay, get the scriptures, the word of healing in your heart, meditate upon it, what then one day, don't allow worry and whatever to let you neglect the, you know, and that is true. However, I realized that people don't, they are there, I guess, but very few actually will talk about what primarily the Lord was talking about. Do you understand? Primarily the Lord was talking about the kingdom. And he said that the seed, okay, the seed is a what? The word of the kingdom. So he says that when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. I'm assuming that you know the parable of the sower. But if you don't know it, this is what Jesus was saying. Some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and what? Ate them. So Jesus now is saying that when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who believes, who receives seed by the wayside. Okay? And Luke chapter 18 verse 12 says that the reason why the enemy steals that word is lest they should believe and be saved. Okay? So there are people who receive the word of the kingdom, the message of the kingdom, they tell them about Jesus, okay? But they choose not to understand, and the enemy comes and steals it from them so that they don't think about it and get saved, okay? And the reason why he didn't want them to get saved is so that they can go to hell. Bottom line, okay? Bottom line is what? Whatever the enemy does, bottom line is to take you to hell. Glory be to God. Of course, he also wants, but before hell, it is to mess you up. And sometimes I think the devil didn't even mess up some people. Just leaves you, have a blast. Why, you know, I heard of a story of a guy on, he was on earth and he watched a movie. You've heard of that story? A movie, how hell is. How hell is. And man, the guys were having a blast in hell. Okay. You know, a blast, you know, in hell. Then the guy died. Okay. The guy died and went to hell, man. Fire. Then he asked the devil, but this is not the movie I watched. This is not what I watched. Then the devil said, that was a pirated movie. That was a pirate. This is a real thing. This is a thing. And it's possible that the devil is the one even who did that what? Movie. Okay? Okay? Hallelujah. So, now, these people who don't get saved, what should we do? Okay, because they're not going to enter the kingdom. What we should do? We should continue sowing the word. You understand? Keep sowing the word. Keep speaking the word to them. If you're a coward, all right, and you cannot speak, all right, then what? And you text. You're on all those stupid groups. You know, just throw what? The word there. Okay? If it is whatever, you understand, just so the word as you pray for them, okay? You never know. You never know, okay? I was saddened by the death of, you all know, Nexus, someplace in Nigeria. Now, that was my car place for soccer, before it became the Nexus that you know, okay? We used to sit under a papyrus, what? To have an Arsenal manual, We used to, like, that was my, and I liked it because it was like that, okay? And while I was there with guys, border guys and what, those guys, anyway, how many? Okay? I would tell them that, man, I have a wife at home. She can't even, as in, if she even gets to know where I am, where I'm catching this one, matches from. Okay? So anyway, so that guy, the owner, we used to sit there and what, we sit with him and, when the thing was very shady, it was like a cowboy, like a very shady place. Okay? Then the waiters were all like, what someone would do. Anyway, then, okay, one day, a few years ago, all of a sudden, the thing changed to become the Nexus that you know now. It happened in one day. Okay? Some knew it, because I called him at times and would go there. Okay? So when it began, he's like, man, it is you who brought a blessing. I told him, no, that's not a blessing. That's not a blessing. I said, no. But I realized now, the moment it became that, like that, you just feel there's that thing of God telling you, I don't want you in that place again. Okay? So no more. Then one time, Ivan, he finds me somewhere. Hey, what we chow, okay? But when it became what it is today, I was curious. I was like, this guy could have done some funny things. Do you know how? As in one day, the progress didn't take in one day. Okay? And then the lie, if you would pass there, like at 8 p.m., those lights outside, then you look inside, they are dark, All right? Then I remembered, years ago, Elvis, before he fell, he was taken down to hell, okay, and he saw the place, okay? Now, when he came back, he told me that those places, rather here, okay, and these bars and you know what, the way those guys do those lights, it is exactly like it is in some places in hell. So he told me that these guys must be knowing exactly what they're doing. Okay, they go down there, they replicate, or they're given instructions to create like a mini hell of sorts. He said those lights, the orange and the green, and the guys, they are exactly how it is in hell. Okay? So, when this guy did, I was like, this guy could have done something. You would pass there at 8 a.m., 7:30, morning. And man, it was like what? It is like 5 p.m. As in man, who became very evil. People are there staggering, you see with chicks, and then you wonder, man, now one day someone's going to marry this chick, But of course, as in it was, so I left that place, I realized that God is like, I never want to see you in that place again. Okay? So anyway, when this guy died, when I got to know, there are those thoughts which you even don't want what? To have, thinking, man, guy, unless he did what the thief on the cross did, okay, man, the guy might be what? But those things are sad. And I'm not saying he went there. But unless, you know, he just did, Lord, remember me today in your kingdom, you know, as he's departing, you know, Yeah, so this health thing, you guys, is real, Okay? And you should stop listening to any person who tells you that because you got saved in senior two, you're sorted no matter what you do. You understand? And that thing, you know, and they talk about it and they say, wow, the love of God, you know, understand? The blood, you know, Wow, you know, you're always in his arms, I'm telling you that it sounds so good. It is so appealing, You know, But the scriptures don't say that, Okay? I'm sure Andrew will tell you, man, run away from those guys, from the experience he had last year. Okay? I've told you before, I was part of a church. It's called Trumpet Center. Okay? Pastor John Mulinde. Apostle John Mulinde, okay? I was there for a year, I think from like 2000 to 2001. Okay? And now, while I was there, his wife then, she was called Uprosi, passed away. She died. I don't know why people say pastor. Someone has passed on, and I don't know. But they make a difference. Died. Okay? So when he died, Apostle John, Melinda, began to pray for her, and they prayed for hours, and finally she came back to life. Now, when she came back to life, but you can get under scheme, he's around, he's not dead, so you know. Okay? Now, when she came back to life, she told them what happened. Why she was what? Why she was away. Okay? She said, her body, her spirit left her body, alright? And she what? Yes, she met the Lord, you know? And the Lord asked her, where is the fruit? Meanwhile, this prophecy, Melinda was prophetic. She was even a worship leader. And Trumpet Center man, you guys, you don't know, as in, these churches, that level, man, they are powerful, Okay? So, she was the one, and the Lord asked her, where is the fruit? Okay? Because we're supposed to bear fruit. And what is fruit? Righteousness, holiness, those things, And Jesus asked her, where is the fruit? And she didn't have fruit. Okay? And the Lord, told her now, as in, you're going to hell. And then told her, go. So, go. Tell me that. Now, meanwhile, hell is like, now, she begins to feel the fire. Okay? And she would plead, oh, please, I'm, Then the Lord will say, go. And every time he would say, go, it's like she would be pushed, nearer hell, like a force would enter her body, she would be thrown closer to hell. Okay, then she would be pleading, Meanwhile, she's feeling, the heat is what? Increasing. And so, finally, as she was crying, then the Lord says, okay, come. Tells her, I have had mercy on you. Okay? I'm going to send you back. Okay? Go back. Okay? But I'm sending you back for a short time. Okay? And I will call you back again here. But say that now, make sure, that when I call you, that the next time that I call you, be ready. Okay? And in fact, he told her that, in fact, now they will call you, did they say grace or mercy? That when you go back, your name will be mercy, because I have had mercy on you. All right? So that is how now she comes back to life. Okay? She comes back to life and she narrates that story. Now, a few years after, that, remember, the Lord had told her in a short time, and make sure this time you what? So, a few years after that, he died again. And that time I was part of the church. Okay? They took her body to Mulago, and I was, I think, in fourth year that time. Okay? The pathologist who cut off her body, rather, they cut, you know, to look for the cause of death. Okay? And I was there in the mortuary. You know, and guys, they got her lungs, they checked her brain, they checked the liver, you know. And I was like, this is my pastor's wife. Chopped her body, you know. Okay? Okay? And the conclusion, cause of death, unknown. And I was like, these guys don't know that I have a story. Okay? That they told that chick a few years ago that, you know, you'll be called, you know. And cause of death, unknown. And she went. So now, I think a year or two later, when, you know, I had evidence that man, a Christian, was going to hell. You understand? I had that story. I listened to Melinda giving. I had the wife, you know, giving that testimony. Okay? Then, about 2 years later, I entered this false grace, what? Camp. Movement. Yeah? The revolution. The grace revolution. Because that thing is so appealing, the love of God, you know, I entered the thing, man. Okay, and I was one of the leading, what, in my own small way. I was very powerful, man. The grace of God. I was so, you know. However, yeah, those things of why the blood of Jesus, nothing. You got saved in senior one in smart. You're sorted. Okay? Then, but at the back of my mind, I had this, but years ago when I was in Fampet Center, Apostle Melinda's wife. Then you don't see how that story is, what? Fitting into this thing that you're talking about, that Joseph Prince, Walmart, you know, those were my guys, man, you know. So, but I'm like, no, but the Lord is good, the love of God, you know. But I'm like, but God, now answer that question. Apostle Melinda's wife. Then you're like, that experience must have been of the devil. But you tell yourself that, but you don't feel like what you said is right, eh? Because you're like, shit, what about Bible? Where, yeah, you know? So then, years later, I become friends with Elvis, eh? Okay? Then, now, and Elvis was real high power false grace, you know, eh? But he loved God. Eh? But these guys, it's not that they are really, that they are Satanists. Most of them, they are sincere. Eh? They are convinced about what they're saying. Eh? So they're not really what. So Elvis loved the Lord, you know. However, and so I asked him about it. Then he's like, so I asked him about what? Melinda's wife who passed on and what? And her experience. Then he told me that, you know, I was also in that church at around that time. Then I'm, hey, you're there around, hey, so we were in the same church at that time. And, you know, he said, yeah, I was there at that time. And I know that story. I listened to it. So I asked him now, but so how do you, you know, how does it heal with this message that we have believed? Okay. Then he said that one, I just put it aside. You understand? He's like, what? Because like, it's not true. So I just, whatever, you know. So, anyway, until, you know, then I realized later, okay, that actually we had all been deceived. Because now when you start to read the Bible, it's like, that is one of the reasons why Paul was telling guys, prepare, the Lord is coming. Why would someone tell you to prepare, eh? When it is a given. Do you understand? Eh? And this, so you're like, hey, you mean you can live like this and still, yeah, the blood. Eh? You know, eh? You remember when I first met you and I wanted you to who gave me the videos of Kenneth Hagin. Eh? Then I asked you, don't you have Hagin's thing when he's preaching about grace? Because Hagin, everything about faith. There's a grace revolution. Maybe have faith. Faith was just works. Eh? Faith, you have to believe, you have to hold on the word of God. Eh? Faith, that was works. Eh? Because we're like, the grace guys deceived us. Eh? The faith fellows. This is, grace, you're just on a chiller. Okay? And so for me now, all I wanted to listen to was the grace of God. So, can I think, Tena, you're going to hear grace. Okay? In fact, there's a guy, one of those guys who you love, he did, a preaching on spiritual warfare. Okay? Spiritual warfare. Okay? And the picture, he put on the video, spiritual warfare, was of a guy at the beach, on a cheetah, man. You haven't seen those things. Spiritual warfare. Eh? Just a cheetah, man, at the beach. It was, what did Jesus say? It is what? Finished. Chagwa finished. What are you trying to do? What? To fight? Fight the good fight of faith. What? As in spiritual warfare, just means chilling. I'm telling you, that thing is dangerous. It's deadly. Okay? So, yes, so there's that what? That ground. Amen? Okay? All right? Then there's a second ground where the seed fell. And Matthew chapter 13, verse 20, it says, okay, Jesus is interpreting. He says that, but he who received the seed on stony places, so there's some seed which fell on stony places. This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word of what? The word of the kingdom. Okay? What happens? Immediately he stumbles, he falls. Okay? Stony what? Places. Persecution, harassment. Sometimes just mental harassment. Mental harassment. Glory be to God. Imagine your kid's sister, has 5 kids. For you, you're there, Totally now, you understand. You're like, no man, until I get married, But the, I heard of a story years ago of a chick, some girl who told God she was saved. She's like, God, this year, if you don't give me a man, it's for me to marry, if you don't give me a man, you will just hear news. Told God, and then now you're laughing. You think that this is a made up story, but these things happen. Chicks, whatever they tell God, I'll do it and I repent. What, And now it has become worse. It's like the blood, Calvary. It covers it all, Okay. So the chick told God that again, you just hear. And apparently I heard that the man didn't come and God had the news. Received the news. So you can see she was Bambi, She tormented. The enemy harassed her. But sometimes it's not even the enemy. It is just change. Okay? You see, but sometimes it's the enemy. He harasses you. He said, wait, what mulokole what? Then mchifocho kwesaila magezi. Kwesaila magezi, dress house, so that, you know, people can see what you have, what, those things. That's how you get a guy. You have to be wise. You know, be wise. And so, you know, then, yeah, what, your relatives, what, you know, as in a torment, okay, persecution, and then you drop the word of what, not a promise, okay, first of all, the word of the kingdom, okay, all right, you know, okay, I remember a guy in university. Right now, he's a big guy in these COVID things. We were with him in medical school, but was, I think, 2 or 3 years below me. Okay, now he's one of the big doctors in this COVID task force, you know. You can't know him. So, this guy, you know, I think I was in third year. Then he came in first year from whichever school, but he came in born again, very radical, what, raising the dead, what, you know, and was tall and kind of huge and talks like, you know, so we have a prayer meeting once, and the guys, he begins about Smith, we go once, we have to raise the dead, why, you know, you say, first year, you know, then, now, I think it was 2 years after that, I go to learn that man. Why, one of his friends was telling me, man, do you know what happened to so-and-so? That guy is no longer saved. The things he does, he's no longer saved. I said, what is he doing and what happened? The guy said, the guy was interested in some brown chick on campus. And he believed God had told him what? Hey, that brown chick is yours. Light skinned. Is it brown or light skinned? Light skinned. But in our, you know, I was born in 76, so you say brown. But it's also okay, brown, isn't it? Yeah. And so, what God told me what? Then the kachik was like, those are yours from me, what? Man. Then I think she got a guy that she wanted. Then, this guy kicked out God. Now, the next time I knew it, now it's Pastor Godson's wife, Kathy, because they were classmates, who told me that. So, Kathy has had a brother who wasn't saved. Okay? So, you know, he was in Ingenua. So, on a certain night, he's in what? Ingenua. Okay? Boogieing, you know, All right? Then he sees his OB, who is now in med school. I think they are together in secondary. And he knows this guy is saved. He said, man, you're saved. What are you doing here? The guy said, those are yours, man, you know. This is a life, what? Eh? Now, this is a real story. I'm telling the truth. Now the chick has messed, and apparently, before he was found in Ange, okay, he had told some people that I'm going to show God a move. You know that word, a move? Eh? The guy said, I'm going to show God a move for having, you know, not made me what? Get what? So the chick saying no, the blame was on God. This God whom he had believed. Okay, like Smith, we got one. We believe the right. The guy believed God. Now the guy said, I'm going to show God a move. And then one of the moves was that. In fact, he had a what? Apparently when he was dancing, what? It's called what? A zub. We used to call the thing zubs. He had a zub man. Now this is a life, I believe, you know. What was it? He was showing God a move. You can't show God a move. You're just banned for nothing. Eh? All right? Okay? Hallelujah. But I met him just before COVID, just before the lockdown. I bumped into him at the church. Then we began to talk about spiritual things. That's me, what we church. Oh, you know, your pastor, you know, give me your number. You know, sometimes we're very long. You want to support a ministry, give me your number, watch, you know. No, eh? So, meanwhile, he's saying all those things, but I'm studying him. Eh? Did the guy really change? Eh? Okay? Because even in those days, he wanted whatever it's called, what? And he was trying to seduce a wife of a friend. But now, this, you know, the guy will lost it. Lost it completely. But it's possible, eh? You know? When you look at him, his lips were all what? Sigala and Amazeo lips. Showing God a what? A move. Then, in fact, when I met him there, he was with his wife. Eh? Meanwhile, I'm remembering their story, you know, of the brown chick. Then you look at the white, you know. But the thing aside, please don't do that. You're banned for nothing. Eh? Don't try to go to show what? God moves what? Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. You know, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God. So this kingdom thing is very important, people. Don't take it lightly. Eh? Don't do what? Don't take the thing lightly. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. So, you are no root. Persecution comes, gone. Then who are the next? The next ones are what? 22? Is it? He who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of this life, the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes what? Unfruitful. Okay, the cares of this world. Okay? The cares of this world, actually, that's that example of the guy who showed what? Who got a move, would have fallen. And yet, the cares of this world, abakazi. Abakazi. Nabasaja. Abakazi. You know, eh? Abakazi. Glory be to God. If I just keep at it, a story will come. Abakazi. But let me, what? We'll leave it, because the time has what? but the cares of this life, eh? Okay? Abakazi, a motor car, a nyumba, lands. Eh? Those things will mess you up. Eh? And now, you get that car, eh? You hammer some guy, and what? You get the car, eh? Okay? Then in 2 years, you're off. You're gone. Now the car, really. And meanwhile, while you had the car, you're always sketching for fuel. You understand? As in, the car now became a what? Biktawanya. Okay? There's a guy, you know, where my wife and I were building in Kiras, somewhere there. So, one time I was taking a walk around that place. Then I met a guy, you know, who was the house. He said, hey, hi, how are you? You're the one who said, yeah, I stay here. For us, we came a long time ago, blah, blah, you know. So we began to talk. He's like, hey, what's your number? You need to get on our group because we want to do the road, blah, what, you know, those things. So I began to talk. And the way he was talking, you could say, hey, this guy, I think he's saved. Okay? Amen. Okay? Okay? But so he told me, yeah, this is my house and that plot there, which is not, is also mine. Eh? I was like, yeah, great. Eh? Then he's like, and I want to put up a storied house there so that I live, what? This one, and I go in the story. Because now, look, all these guys who have come, they have raised, you know, the building. He's like, now, who am I? Now, I'm telling you, these are real stories. The guy asked me, so now, who am I? Oh, it's gay now, you know. So now I'm going to put up a storage thing there, and I leave this one. Because who am I? Okay? As in, be content with what you have. Don't, now, you see, a guy like that, Meanwhile, his neighbors are not even on his case. Gays are in their houses, they drive, but the guy thinks the neighbors are thinking about it. And even if they do, I think you have a good, you know, eh? Now a gay like that, that's when he starts to know the temptations to start to steal money. COVID money, what, you know, eh? Okay? I'm telling you, eh? Some of these guys who have done stuff, you know, orphans have died, eh? People with HIV AIDS have died because of these chaps. Okay? And, you know, now if you are born again, you know, whether you want it or not, one day, okay, either Jesus will get you here or you have to depart. And there are two places. You either end up in heaven or hell. Okay? You know, these days everyone they want to talk about the hell what thing, you know. You hell, talk about hell, doesn't grow churches. It doesn't. Hell. Hmm? I remember what? Legalism, what? You're just going, instead of inspiring people to achieve, to become great, you're now just making them fearful and what, you know, Okay, but this is what the Lord was talking about. John the Baptist said, okay, that the king repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then he said that every tree which doesn't bear fruit is going to be what? Cut down. And he didn't stop there. And he said that it's going to be thrown into the what? The fire. Glory be to God. Now in those days, in our messed up days, you say, John the Baptist, he said that before the cross, before the blood was shed. Hmm? Those were the stupid explanations which we had. Yeah? Hmm? I hope you have left that movement. Yeah? But you don't have to leave, but for me, I've done my what? My job. Glory be to God. But hey, I'm doing my job. I'm thinking about the kingdom. Okay, I'm preaching because I'm going to be rude. What they say, what? You did a great job. Eh? Okay? Moses' job was to take people into the promised land. Glory be to God. That was his job, to take them from Egypt, okay, the house of bondage, into Egypt, the promised land. And Paul said that these things were written for our sakes. Okay? So now Egypt is a type of the world, eh? The kingdom of the devil. Okay? We get out so that we can get into the kingdom, the promised land. Okay? But the Bible says that not all of them entered the promised land. And he said that by the way, these things were written for our sake. Eh? They were written for our admonition. Eh? Meaning that story of the journey of the children of Israel from Egypt into the promised land, it is so that it is like a parable for us. Okay? Not all of them entered. Not all of them did what? They didn't enter. And then it tells you why they died, why they didn't enter. One of the reasons it says that they didn't enter was sexual immorality. Didn't enter. Okay? In the same way, sexual immorality, Paul said that the sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom. It is there. I don't know why we're not seeing those things. Now, one of the explanations, okay, we had for that was, what was it? Inheriting. There was a definition guys had of what it means to inherit. I think, and it was just stupidity. Glory be to God. Okay? But you can say, no, the Bible says they didn't enter because of unbelief. Okay? But you know, remember the first service we had post-COVID, yeah? was about love. Eh? I told you guys that love is a verb. All right? Love is a what? Miriam, did he learn that love is a verb? Okay? I taught the men. Huh? And wishes that Bob had attended that, what? The service. I told the men that love is a verb. Okay, it's a doing word. Now, in the same way, faith is also what? Faith, you know, this is what James meant when he said that faith without works is dead. Okay? So, to see when someone, when a Christian, their lives are contrary to the word of God. Huh? You understand? When man is, and it's not like a one-off, because it's their practice, lawlessness, their practice. Eh? What they are basically, what you're basically seeing is someone who had, faith, what? It is just zero. Their faith is dead. And because their faith is dead, they can't enter the kingdom. When the children of Israel in the wilderness, when they committed sexual immorality, okay, they are thrown out to God. They're like, this God who just brought us to die here, watch, first we're going to get other gods. Then they went to those gods. They did those orgies, okay, sleeping with the prostitute, you know, You understand? And they didn't enter. Okay, so always remember, faith, you know, has to have works. True faith has works. You understand? So if there are no works, if there are no fruits, if there's no fruit, then the faith is dead. Do you understand? And since the faith is dead, it means there is no faith, it means there is unbelief, it means what happened to the children of Israel is going to happen to that person. They won't enter the promised land. They won't enter the kingdom. Do you understand? Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you know, and 11, he said, these things were written for our what? Examples. Just like this, we're reading a parable, but there's an interpretation. So we're supposed to also interpret that story, you know, the journey of the Israelites, okay, in the light of what? The kingdom to which we have been called. Glory be to God. Okay, please don't what? Try to show God a move. You burn for nothing when God is in what? When God is on his throne. Hallelujah. And don't let the cares of this world mess you up. You understand? If your family is harassing you with what, you should have achieved this, what? You just count the years. You're like, okay, I'm 14 years. I'm going to hold on 14 years. 14 years, say Minj. 14 years are like from senior 1 to senior 6, isn't it? You're like, really? I can't. You know, you can. And by that time, some of them will have died. Okay? In those 13 years, some of those people who the devil is using to harass you will have died. So the pressure will be reducing. Glory be to God. You understand? Because some of them are 87. Okay? They send their book grandkids to harass you, you know. You mean I'm going to die when I haven't seen someone sober doing what, you know? Okay? So don't let those things what mess you up. Seek first the kingdom. Glory be to God. If you have your house, please, be careful with that. My people, it is sad that some of the people, as in the things which people are doing to become great, to achieve riches, those things are very sad. Okay? I mean, you eat your groundnuts and whatever. I mean, it's healthy. That is why the parents lived a long time unhealthy, because they were not eating this stupid stuff at Java's at, you know. Now for you, you're even stealing money to eat unhealthy stuff. You understand? As in, pick a wife, get a house, and you just leave them alone, get like a secluded place, as in, get out of their, what? Their company. If you realize about my guy, they're always on my case. I think I'm saying, Dimulokoli, Takole, yo. Glory be to God. You've heard of this girl, what's her name? Who was a Satanist with Bobby Wine and Baby, anyway, all those guys. What's her name? Eh? Erica. Yes. Okay. You heard that the story which she told when, when she left that staff and the uncle, the pastor of that church. Anyway, her uncle, who is a pastor, was trying to get the demons out of her, to cast them out, they call it deliverance. So when she was still in that state, Bambi, she's still recovering. She says that they were around Wandegea, in a car, the way somewhere. Then she saw a building. Okay? She saw a certain building there. And then she told the uncle, that building, it looks exactly like the building in hell. Okay? And, it's exactly like. And you know the building she was talking about? That, the building that is opposite the university main gate. Do you know what building it is? It's her. And this is what Elvis said. Some of those guys do things, replicas, things which are exactly like what is under there. And this girl, she was still in that state. And she said, uncle, that building looks like the one in what? Down there. And now you're there, you want to become like Ham. Just Ham, so maybe when you read about man, the cases, even to be adding that, you're like, now, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? People have lost what? I'm telling you this thing, please, don't let money mess you up. Don't let things, the things of this world, just, if you want them, the Bible says, Jesus said that, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As the Lord, of course, he's like, I'm not going to give you the building, because it will even mess you up further. Glory be to God. Okay? Abakazi, there are so many. You understand? Okay, there are jams, there are so many. God has many girls, God has many what? Many girls and many men. Hallelujah. I'll end with this story which I what? Remembered. So, years ago, we had something like a social. When I was in SMAC, it was like a social. Prom. with Gayaza. So, we went to Gayaza. Now, of course, you dance and you go and you ask a girl, can I dance with you? Okay. Now, meanwhile, either it is just age or just boys. There's some guys, I think they are even cowards to begin with. Because now for them, they are seated somewhere just watching who is being hammered nines. So that's when we go back to school, man. Guys have a what? But when I think about it, those guys were also just, cowards. So anyway, there's this guy. He's now a big lawyer. So these cowards were just watching. They saw this guy. He was tall and huge. That he came to what? There was a chick who guy is named Death Row. Death Row. Because apparently she was caning all guys now because she saved, I'm saved, what, But what are you doing there, Why are you doing there? You're saved, No, it wasn't compulsory. That day, I know it wasn't compulsory. I was there. Okay? So, that day it wasn't. I'm telling you, I know. Don't argue with me. I'm saved, what, that's what we showed like a cute girl. So every guy wanted to die, So the cowards were watching, whichever guy was going, so they cannot. So apparently, the guy comes to that kachik first.
death row. Say, can I dance with you? The guy said, no. Never. Can I dance with you? No. What about your friends? You know. As in the guy did, all the chicks have, you know, eh? What about your friend? You know, eh? You know, he was trying to speak with an accent. Eh? What about your friend? No. What about you? Are you interested? The point is, God has many chicks. Eh? God has many cars. God has many houses. Eh? You understand? Eh? Let none of those things, what? Take you to hell, guys. Eh? I'm very serious. Eh? I'm very serious. Eh? If anyone goes to hell, it won't be my what? God won't come. Since 2018, I'm preaching one thing. It's like I don't know other things. Glory be to God. I know the Hebrew of the beginning. Okay, God should let me, allow me one of these days, and I show you how at 2033. Glory be to God. Okay? We are all going to heaven. You understand? Eh? Okay, we are all going to be part of the kingdom. And it's easier. John said that God's commands are not burdensome. Now, that is contrary to what we were preaching. That legalism, man, I'm a taker. You know that one? I'm a taker. That's why they were abolished. I'm a taker. But New Testament, John says that the commands of the Lord are not burdensome. You understand? Now, I wonder, why weren't we seeing those, what? Those scriptures. Eh? But I was seeing them, but I was like, on a journey. By the way, John used to mess me up. Eh? John and James, those guys messed me up. Eh? Okay? And they have messed up all those preachers of yours. Eh? That is why they say the first chapter of 1 John chapter 1 was not written to Christians. Why? Because in that chapter, I think it is John 1, 9, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 or 7, which talks about asking for forgiveness. Eh? You know it? Okay? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us. Now, according to them, all your sins were what? Now, you ask them, but here they say, ask for forgiveness, confess. They say, that chapter was not written to Christians. But I'm telling you what your guys say. I'm telling you. I was their number one disciple. Because now there's that thing, you confess your sins. That one, it is not supposed to be there. It wasn't written to Christians. It was written to some chaps. So what was written to Christians begins in chapter 2. Hallelujah. Yeah. Please pray for me that God may what? Release me from this message so that I can now preach something else. Amen. Say, Pastor, can't you preach something to inspire us to what? But I inspired you. I got a dream. Rewards are what? Now rewards in Sandra. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.